95 BFM News Election Coverage 2020. Foreign Affairs.
As part of our election coverage on international policy, Felix has prepped a report on how the sudden drought of international students has impacted universities as businesses.
Although many New Zealanders are celebrating their return to Alert Level 1 at midnight tonight, the impacts of COVID-19 are still very much being felt around the globe. This week, our focus is on foreign policy, and one particular area where that's especially relevant is the disruption faced by international students. International students have had a rough go of it this year, some unable to attend school and others facing the opposite problem, unable to return home. But spare a thought for a second for the people who are really suffering, those poor universities that are seeing less profits. It's easy to dismiss the woes of these institutions, but it is something that needs to be talked about. International students account for a considerable chunk of the revenue for these schools, and several have been thrown way off by the whole thing. Further still, the people facing the most risk from this aren't management, but their employees, who are now facing the looming threat of redundancies. So, the question must be asked, what does this drought of international students mean for the idea of schools as businesses? This has been a major talking point in this year's election. Last month, National leader Judith Collins claimed that between tourism and international students, New Zealand had lost $21 billion this year. That claim was shown to be a massive exaggeration by the Australian Associated Press, but it's impossible to deny that both sectors have been impacted by COVID-19. It's estimated that these industries have only been able to operate at about 50% of where they were last year. The other question, then, is just how much our universities rely on international students for income. Universities New Zealand, the representative body of the country's universities, estimates that raw international fees make up about 10% of the sector's profits, though this doesn't account for things such as government tuition funding and research grants, which could also be impacted by international students. This suggests that an absolute bare minimum for the amount of income lost this year from international students is about 5 to 10%. Universities NZ also notes that the expected surplus for any given year is 3%. So this does at least confirm that there is definitely some sort of loss here, though the severity of that loss isn't especially clear. Universities, however, are clearly panicked, frequently asking for exemptions to be made for international students, allowing them to enter the country. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has gone on record as saying that about 14,000 people total are being allowed into New Zealand each month, 10% of which are, quote, critical to the economy. International students are expected to fall somewhere within that 10%, so it's not much. Even still, Massey University has said that they have about 2,393 students still studying from outside the country, alongside the 1,390 students inside the country. For reference, their website claims that in a normal year, Massey would expect around 5,000 international students total. That's a decrease of just over 1,200 students, which, while still quite a large number, doesn't seem quite as cataclysmic as one might expect, given the response. However, given the massively inflated prices paid by international students and assuming the average cost of $30,000 a year, these 1,200 would account for more than $36 million. That being said, this is a very much a vague, speculative look at just one university and are by no means official figures. It's also important to note that each institution will be very different when it comes to just how much they rely on international students for their income. Stuff reported that the university sector at large has suffered from $300 million in collective losses this year. Several institutions are fearing layoffs, with Auckland, Waikato, and Victoria planning to offer voluntary redundancies ahead of cutting more jobs in the near future. This also has existing domestic and international students fearing a decline in quality for their upcoming courses, as staff and resources are cut to make up for the decline. Overall, this suggests that the profit margins for universities are very slim. As mentioned before, universities in New Zealand generally expect to save just 3% of their income as surplus, meaning several have likely been woefully underprepared for a sudden drought of new students. University fees, particularly international fees, are an expensive commodity, and that means that a relatively small drop of, say, 1,200 students can cause a sudden deficit of tens of millions of dollars. This whole situation has really highlighted that the business model of universities can be quite a precarious thing, particularly a reliance on high-value international students, and that what appear to be relatively minor fluctuations in enrollments can cascade into mass layoffs, and employees in seemingly unrelated positions are the ones to be punished for lack of managerial foresight.
Damn, that's a hot policy. 95 BFM.